This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Moondog.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So I don't like the Moondog very much.
No.
Except that all of his special moves have a dog action associated with them. Like, because this has the phrasing constantly, like, cure disease by lick one time per day.
Yeah.
Bark to dispel magic, whine to dispel illusions.
So all of the ways that a dog could communicate are spells. Like, it's his own little incantation.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, like bork to, you know, magic missile, belly rub to Ortalix resilient sphere.
Yeah. Heck to float, you know?
Yeah. It's very strange. Wag to feather fall, like Mario 3.
Oh yeah, Gary, you're making me like the Moondog.
Well, it's the coolest thing about the Moondog. It's like you have this little section where he talks about his verbs, and then everything else about the Moondog sucks.
Right.
Like, because they're just they're pretty smart celestial beings that just are like solid Moondog bros.
Yes, they're from the plane of Elysium, so immediately they have something that's kind of a mark against them as disease. They exist outside of our morality because they come from a different place, and they're
plane
only
of pure
here.
Good. Whenever something comes from the plane of Elysium, it's time to take a snooze. Like that's the Quetel thing.
Yeah,
you know. Just like I'm just not interested in a being of pure goodness coming from another dimension to like help out. It's just like a Deus Ex Machina recipe kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't care if it has a semi-human face. Oh God.
Yeah, I do. I don't like it. Or it's human hands.
I didn't even notice the human hands. I was looking at the face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. Like just like so. This feels like a like
shake.
A.
You got the job, Moondog.
Oh man, just the idea of like non-human animals with human teeth really upsets me.
Oh yeah. And, you gotta get a load of the Call of Cthulhu monster, the rat thing.
Mm.
The Dreams of the Witch House, Brown Jenkin, who's a little rat with like a human hands and a kind of like humanish face.
Ugh.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of human teeth being where they ought not be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comes from my fear of teratomas. You know, just those tumors that are nothing but hair and teeth.
Oh, yeah. I learned about those from The Binding of Isaac.
Mm.
There's a boss called those.
But there's they can speak common, but only through telepathy and very limited. So I just like the idea of these, like, super smart, perfectly morally good creatures blinking through, not blinking because that's way too cool, like falling from heaven and then talking like Scooby-Doo. Ruh-ro!
Yep.
Ruh-ro-ster! It's a Ruh-ro-ster!
Like, what are you saying to me? Like, can you kick your tail to comprehend languages? I ran out of dog verbs. Kick your tail, that's not a thing. I ran out of things that dogs do.
Oh no, you sniff somebody else's butt to understand their language.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So then
the whole second column of this thing is explaining about how these things are so awesome that just being around one will make everything better.
Yeah.
It's like buying an ionic breeze machine or something. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.